everyone. Welcome back to Tam Tonight. I'm your host, Tam. And let's get it going. All right, I am late because I was trying to film. I film this with my phone, right? Just because it's easier for me. And I was trying to film with my camera, like the camera that I used to shoot music videos, whatnot. And then, like, that wasn't really working because I broke my fucking camera lens. My God, like, I was recording a studio session for a project that I'm working on, and when we were done, I was packing up to leave, my camera fell off the tripod, like, just bad luck. I shouldn't even been in that fucking stupid studio anyways, but that's beside the point. Story time for another day. But if you feel sad for me and you want to help me, you know, fix my camera and put my Cash App up here, because that shit is expensive. Like, it's really sad to me. And then I was in there and I was just gonna buy another lens, but then that was like the same price as getting my camera lens fixed, so I'm gonna just let it go. I have too much stuff going on right now, okay? I got the farm project that's taking all my money. Good Lord, have mercy, okay? I feel like there's the light at the end. Like, my goal is to get to live on my land by Christmas. And I was filming stuff last week for that too. I didn't edit it, so maybe I'll do that this week and put it out for y'all so y'all can see what I'm talking about when I'm talking about, like, the farm or, like, me moving to the land, whatever. But yeah, like, that's taking all my money. It's taking a lot of time too. I really want to move by Christmas, but just, I don't even know. I'm doing the best I can. And then I got 99 trips. Like, I'm going to Florida for a family thing. I'm going to New York because my Kelly is having a baby, and, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not gonna not go see Kelly Papa pregnant. Are you out of your mind? Like, Kelly's the skinniest person I know. Fashion girl, like, she looks like a fashion sketch all the time. Perfect hair, perfect nails, and she's pregnant. I have to see this in real time. You understand? So I'm going to New York, upstate New York too, where the trees and shit, you know, place near the pines. I'm going up there to support Kelly on her motherhood journey. And then in August, I'm going to Nigeria with Mia Kodak because we got a whole Nigerian situation planned out. So it's just, I'm not made of money. Like, I be wasting my money on clothes. So just all of these things compounding me, plus all my Afterpay payments, because like I said, I be buying stuff. So like, it's just beating me to death. The festivals I bought tickets for, Day and Night Vegas, Rolling Loud, Once Upon a Time in LA, just the world opening back up has just beat the fuck out of me and my bank account. So like I said, if you feel sorry for me, if you feel bad, and you want to give me $5, like, to get pizza, or, you know, I like tofu, if you want to buy me some, put it up there. Because, my God, like, anyways. This week, for politics, I don't really have anything, like, news-wise, but I do want to share KJ the Activist, her new line. Now, if you're not familiar with KJ the Activist, you need to follow her on Twitter. Her Twitter, I'm going to put it up here. She went viral for, like, going off and holding people accountable in her city council or city hall meeting, and that's what made me, like, notice KJ and go follow her, because I, you know, I support the girls. Especially the girls out there doing the work, not just using Twitter fingers. So I follow KJ, I support, and I want y'all to support her new business. I think the name of her store is Black Radical Tradition Clothing or something like that. Her thank you cards are really cute. They tell you, like, what the money that you spend with her goes to, because she's, like, a grassroots activist. So obviously she don't have money to pay for all these things and programs and initiatives that she wants to put in place. But we, by buying, purchasing the shirts, supporting her, support her movement that she has going, you know. So the shirts are super cute. Protect Black women. Hood niggas are humans too. Fuck the police, like with the police car on fire. That one's real cute. So just go support. They're like airbrush tees. You can wear them out, because, well, you know, I love a good, like, graphic tee. So go support KJ the Activist again. And her Twitter is up, her store is up. And that's that for politics this week. Be the change you want to see. And don't no change happen without no goddamn chick. You understand? This is America. We live in a capitalist society. And I know all of y'all want to use that, like, it's real cute, and be like, oh, it's rich, oh, capitalism. No. You need money to get anything done in this country. So unless we're all going to get on one accord and move to the fucking woods and be communists out there, or socialists, or whatever weird experiment that you want to do, we got to operate in the system that we got. Okay? And no, I do not believe that Black capitalism will save us or grant us freedom, because we're way too far behind to be trying to catch up with the Waltons and the Costcos in the Bush family and be like, it ain't gonna work. It ain't never gonna happen. You understand? Okay? Ain't enough footballs in the world. Ain't enough rap songs in the world. However, we can support the initiatives and the programs that we want in our communities for our people. Like I'm saying, be the change you want to see. All right? So I'm not telling you don't go buy no Jordan, don't buy no Gucci, because we all love a stunt. But with that, pair it with your Black Radical Tradition clothing. Okay? Look of the week this week starts off with the great, beautiful, and talented Chloe Bailey. Before I talk about her look, I just want to say, Chloe, put that single out so I can cover it here. That little teaser that you put out, you know that went crazy. So just give us the song. Have mercy on us and drop the song and the visual because it looks bomb. And you are the first student to graduate from the school of Beyonce. And my God, let me say, I'm impressed. I'm here for it. So don't let these people on the internet get on your nerve telling you you're doing too much or you're overperforming or you're trying to be too sexy. Because I've been to their concert and it's boring than a motherfucker. So Chloe, keep on fighting the good fight, girl. Keep on giving us the show because you are going to be that girl that can command the $400, the $500 for us to come see you and do the meet and greet and blah, blah, blah. And these other people can't do that. Okay? So, Chloe attended Sweetie's Freaknik party in a custom look by Brian Hearns. He like does all the costume performance type looks for all the girls. Go follow him on IG and you'll see. He recently did a Megan Thee Stallion's look for the BET Awards. And shout out to Chloe for both of her BET Awards look. The black net look and then the Dense Fancy look. Like that was bomb. Like Angel and Devil. I love that so much. Oof. But this look was custom. It was orange. It was gold chain. It was very Freaknik, but like it was rich hoochie. And that's what I like, okay? When you're dressed in hoochie, it's the thin line between, you know, I got money and I just like to show off a little bit and prostitute on fig. So you gotta walk that line. And Chloe straddled that line and she definitely ended up on the rich hoochie side. And I like it. I live for it. That's my goal. That's my aesthetic over there. So, good job. You killed the scene at the party. You were one of the best dressed people, period. And I'm sure you know. She was styled by Brian Javar. And he styled a bunch of the girl at the party, too. So, go look at his Instagram if you want to see the other looks from Saweetie's Freaknik party. But Chloe Bailey, you killed it. You did it for me. It was the you for me. Next up is Storm Reid. Storm Reid recently turned 18. You might know her from Euphoria and then A Wrinkle in Time when she was a baby. Storm, and then she was like in this horror movie type thing. So just Google Storm Reid. You'll know who she is when you see her. She turned 18 and she wore this beautiful feathered look on Cult Gia. It looks so bomb and it's very much 18, like party girl. I can't say enough. The hair, the makeup, how happy you were in the video that you posted. I just love it. And I am here for the girls growing up in a classy way. Not trying too hard. Not trying to prove to us that you are grown and that you are fine. You're just out here living and doing in the I'm young, I'm rich aesthetic. So I like it, Storm. Give me more of it. I'm excited to see your grown up looks. You and your stylist always do a very good job. You know, being age appropriate and stuff, but still being very, very fashion forward. So I'm here to see this next chapter of you looking sexier. You understand? Don't make your mama mad, but give us a little bit. Tiptoe out. Okay? You got it, Storm. I see all the potential. You got all the tools, girl. But tiptoe out on us. Do it slow so people don't be saying you're doing too much. You're doing just enough for me, but you know what I'm talking about. Then we have Choice Brown. Now, I know about Choice Brown because my little brother thinks that she's so, so, so fine. And he was always talking about her on the timeline, so I had to follow her. And Choice Brown is cute, and she serves a look. This was her Juneteenth-inspired look, and I'm posting this because this past week was 4th of July, and we don't do that as Black people in my family. That's my grandmother's, my paternal grandmother's birthday, so I call it Mary Miller Day. And, you know, we might have a barbecue, we might do fireworks, but it's in honor of Mary Miller. It don't got nothing to do with America because we were still in chains during that time as Black people. And, you know, we cannot support Juneteenth and then put on the American flag, old Navy fit, for 4th of July, Black people. We gotta, you know what I'm talking about? So, Choice Brown, just to remind us whose side we're playing for. She had the Juneteenth rings. I used to have a tear ring, like, tear, ghetto girl tear. She just looked bomb. The hair, the nails, the whole denim fit. Choice, you killed it, okay? I'm sure you are making your mama and daddy proud. Going out, getting your own modeling money. You the one. And last but certainly not least, we got Bia in a full look by Laquan Smith. Now, the shoes could be Bottega, or they could be the designer that they stole that design from. And then I'm sure a lot of other people are, you know, doing similar Fifth Element type shoes now. But you had some silver ones on and a orange Dior saddlebag. She looks every bit, a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. Cover girl for certain. Go stream Bia's new music. She just looks like money. That's it. And I'm glad to see Laquan Smith kind of capitalizing on that Jean Paul Gaultier trend so we can support a black person in buying it. Because I'm not against no Gaultier. Like, I got one or two pieces that I'm holding for my future child. But it will feel so much better. It will be so much better to support somebody black and just have the same aesthetic that we're going for. So, great job, Bia. Great job, Laquan. And that's that for Look of the Week. And now for 106 in Parking Lot with your girl, Tam. We are going to start by covering Planet Her, and that's why I have on my intergalactic space hoochie outfit, because Planet Her is a whole vibe, it's a whole thing, universe, and I love a concept album, so I'm giving y'all my best concept look. You understand, this was the most space age intergalactic club girl look that I had in my closet. Dug it out for Doja. Now, this is making me mad. Because this coverage was late, because like I explained with my camera and everything, but Satan will never win. So we are here, and we're going to discuss the great Doja Cat's Planet Her album, of which I am in deep, deep love. We're covering the deluxe version that has 19 songs, and I'm going to go through them as quickly as I can. Woman, let me be. I love this song, because I am pro-woman in all things, and it's just Doja is really spitting those bars, like, you know, society want to make us feel like we don't got it, so I got to tell myself that I'm on top of shit. I know that I could run all the states, all the affairs, everything. I could be a CEO just like Robin Fenty. And just, we just need to believe in that power, and we need to have a man, if there's going to be a man around, to protect us and just let us do us. You understand? Because we have the juice. We are women. We bear life. We give life. We add to every situation that we are in. Just woman. Respected. Planet Her. Next song is Naked. It's very dancey. It's very fun. I think we should take off all our clothes. Like, I want to hear this at the summer parties and in the club. And I think that this song has a little bit of a hint of world music. Like, so does Woman. But Naked is like, you know, like I said, we're going to Nigeria. Like, they could play this in their club and it would go good with their Afro beats set. Like, it wouldn't really, only difference would be she's speaking perfect English. So, Naked is that song. Then we got Payday with Young Thug. Payday is the first song that I've ever heard of Doja Cat popping her shit. Like, I've got money now. I'm rich. You know, it is what it is. I can't believe, you know, I got what I wanted all my life. All this money on me don't mean nothing, but just, you know, I'm still doing it. I'm still that girl. And then Young Thug on the song is the perfect, you know, accessory. Because of the way he raps things and use his voice, it goes very seamless with Doja's, and just the beat is very fun and playful. Payday is that song. It's a great song to drive to. Get Into It, Yeah. That is my song. If you got a drug, get into it, yeah. If she ain't got a butt, fuck it, get into it, yeah. Like, wow. So that's a song you can listen to with your girls, like, on the way out or turning up or getting dressed, driving to the club, whatever. Get Into It, Yeah. That is the song. Need to Know, we already covered that song. You know how much I love Need to Know. You know my nigga be bugging me. I just want to know if you could fuck on me better. Itching for it like an ugly sweater. Taking for it like we checking each other. I need to know. Want to know what it's like. Bomb. The bars. The cadence. The video. Everything was there. The beat. It gave me everything that I needed to get. And I'm here for it. I Don't Do Drugs. I Don't Do Drugs is one of my favorite songs on the project. Besides Need to Know, Kiss Me, Where the Singles, like, I love all the singles, but Love Got Me Fucked Up, Got Me On Stuck. I Just Want You, But I Don't Do Drugs. That's hilarious to me. And Ariana's voice on this song is like pouring honey over some fresh fruit, putting icing on a cake. I am just wowed by Doja's ability to pick these people and place them in the correct, like, situation. And I think it has a lot to do with her writing, you know, 90% of her songs by herself. So she can really envision who she wants on it. And then now she's got the clout and the superstardom and all that to just call them up or have her people contact their people and she can get them to slide on over. Magic. Don't get no better than this song. And I want to mention, because like people try to put Doja in her pop star bag because of her appeal, like her commercial success and all of that, which is not shade to me. Like, I could be a pop star, but Doja does deliver bars on every single song for the most part, even when she's singing. And I just wanted to be noted that she kept up with Ariana Grande vocally on this song. She did not let Ariana Grande come and sink her under the table. Or, you know, how rappers come and let somebody out-rap them on the feature. That did not happen here. This song is giving Chloe Halle. It's giving group. You understand? So, love got me fucked up. Got me unstuck. Bomb. Still I want you. You. Love to Dream is a very cute song, but it may be kind of personal. Now, I do not want to read into any details, but I feel like when you put it out, land for the slaughter and we can do with it what we please. So Love to Dream is like, seems like she might be in a situation and she's happy, but she's doubting the situation still. And she's like, it's not you, it's me. I love to dream. I don't know like what it is. I don't understand. Like, I know you don't fuck with randoms. I got everything but real love. Like, I feel like Doja was going through it with her broke white boyfriend. You know, and then on the rise up as a loyal person, you try to keep a G, but then he's not keeping up. He's just not keeping up. And it's hard in a relationship. If you are growing and the other person don't want to grow with you, it kind of feels like you're dragging them along, and don't no girl really want to do that. Like, it's very unattractive to drag somebody and pull somebody and force them to go along, especially when you still got to pay for everything. So no, that ain't it. Also in the song, she gave a brief shout out. Or, you know, acknowledge the fact that she looks a teeny bit like Tinashe, which I thought was cute and funny because she does. I would be here for a Tinashe x Doja Cat situation because they both do a mean dance and sing. And I would like to see that on some Beautiful Liar, Shakira, Beyonce. Give me Tinashe and Doja Cat. You understand? All right. Next song is You Right, I Got Back, But I Can't Help It, I Want You. Bomb song, Doja Cat featuring The Weeknd. The music video is incredible. I think it's like Zodiac theme, and Doja Cat is like there pouring water, giving I don't know if it's Libra because it was scales and it was a heart, and then The Weeknd, my bad, he's pouring water and pouring rain into Doja Cat's modern super boxy mansion again with her white boyfriend. And he's like playing video games and just being real annoying, being boring, like most of you men are. And Doja Cat is just there, you know, existing, looking cute, dreaming about other situation that she might be able to be in if she was not here with this boring ass man. And she's like, it's just nerves, it's just dick, making me think that I want someone new. Like, you know, I feel like anybody that's in a relationship that don't really serve them, or that's just maybe been in a relationship for a long time and they're bored, like, you probably felt like that before. Like, it's not like I hate him. I just want to go, I just want to have fun. And this thing is not fun. Like, I'm here, you don't even pay attention to me. Ugh, look at him. So I'm just looking at my bowl of water, thinking about The Weeknd, reminiscing on the good times. Very cute song. Incredible video. Go watch it right now. And I do like the way that Doja Cat and The Weeknd's voices go together. They also wrote this song together too, because I looked at the credits. So I'd be interested to see Doja Cat feature on a Weeknd project, because he's also a conceptual artist. So I think that would be cool for her to be brought into his world and see how that might look. In the promo, they were also giving power couple vibes, and there was a lot of people on Twitter that were shipping them. I don't like to put pressure on outside groups, but if y'all did want to do that, it would be very cute. Since you've been like this, I don't really want to be in like this. Been Like This is that song. And again, it's, I think this is personal about the white boyfriend that Doja kicked out the apartment. It's like, you're in this little rough spot or space or whatever. And it's like, since you've been there, I don't really want to be here with you. Like, and it's making me question a lot of things. It's making me overthink a lot of things that I didn't really overthink before, but just, my God. Ugh, I don't really know. Been Like This. It's the song. Go listen to it. Song number 10, Options, featuring the great Atlanta born and raised, J.I.D. Now, initially, I thought J.I.D. was a part of Earth Gang because all the songs that were coming out, but then I learned, like, that he's a separate entity, which is fine with me, but he has bars, incredible bars. And this song is, I feel like, Doja's, like, rebound song, Options. She's like, I don't need loving, late night cuffing, like, really, I'm just trying to fuck on tour and, like, chill out. He's fucking for the new velour. And then J.I.D. comes with the bars. She wanna fuck a nigga like she love me. Gotta love her, but I might get lucky. But you got me on a drain like a drunkie, looking at the drunk in your trunk like a junkie. I told you he had bars. Then he said, we don't speak, just fuck twice a week. And if she like freaks, we must try a threesome. Like, J.I.D. My God. Coming with that talk. Talking that talk. This song is bomb. I also love how Doja Cat gives, like, stage to the people that are bubbling up. Like, J.I.D. is not underground at all. They have the Big Dreamville project and all that. But just like she did with Shmino on Hot Pink, she gives J.I.D. his little time to shine, and it gives him room to be opened up and introduced to her audience, which is, like, way broader pop audience. So it's all creeds and classes and colors of people. And, you know, you never know what that could do for a person's career, and just, like, shining light on them, because it don't cost nothing. Like, he slid on the song. It wasn't like this messed up nothing or anything for Doja Cat. It's just, you know, shining a light. I think she does a great job, and she's very graceful about it too. Like, it's not like she put him on a weak song, or I don't know. I just like the way she does things, and I like the way she, like, brings people up. I think it's very cute, and it's very, you know, it gives goddess energy. Like, yes, like, let me bestow this upon you. Like, come on here with me. It don't cost me nothing though, you know. There's enough money for everybody. There's enough shine, there's enough fans for everybody. Song number 11, Wow. If I had a piano, I would give y'all my best Elton John, Benny and the Jets, and just, niggas ain't shit, pull up to your crib, all up in your fridge, can't pay rent. Like, wow, Doja Cat, her mind. I feel like I saw her previewing or making the song on Instagram Live or Reel or something, I don't know what it is. And just even then, I was like, that's very funny. Didn't know she would make it into a full song, but here it is on the project. And I was uncertain about if there would be a video for it, because it doesn't really fit into, like, the Planet Her alien. I didn't know how she would make that work, but she came out with the Vivo version of the song, and just, wow. The look, the setting, it's giving Mars, right? Like, it looks outer space, but she's still talking about earth issues. Niggas ain't shit. Pull up to your crib, all up in your fridge. Can't pay rent. Look at what you did. Listen to your friends when they tell you niggas ain't shit. Wow. I'm not your mommy, nigga. Find a new hobby, nigga. Come before they pick me up. Your shit is in the lobby, nigga. I'm not gonna key your car. I'll call your fucking mom. You should have paid my rent. Go get a fucking job. Our society today, and I blame the mothers, because y'all raised these weak individuals, okay? I blame the fathers for being like, ooh, fuck this bitch, and skirting out on the whole kid, the whole group. The generational decline of the male gender is hilarious to me, you know? Just to watch, like, for my grandpa being an ultra man's man, like, my grandpa wasn't really, like, the fix-it type. He was definitely the pay for somebody to fix-it type. But still, like, I need to do these things, and I'm a man in this house, and Bob, this and that ain't happening. I'm making sure my wife is fine and all this. To, like, my dad's group, who really is, like, neither here nor there, out of sight, out of mind with it. Like, you need help? You ask me, like, 6 times. I might help you if I'm not too busy. I'll come around there. I'll throw some money at you. Like, I'm not going to do it. But, you know, I'll give you some money, and you can manage it. Where my grandpa is like, I'm going to take care of the whole thing because I want that respect. My dad's like, here. Take the $1,000, take the $500, go fix your problem. Hit me up when it's done, I don't wanna hear about that shit. To, like, our group of men who are like, you can go half with me, you can pay for it yourself. You the one with all the money, like, ugh. Nasty. It makes you wanna throw up. And they gonna play Secret Santa with the girl, like, I'm not getting her nothing if she didn't get me nothing. Don't you wanna fuck her? Like, ugh. Nasty. It's unattractive. It's also annoying. Go fuck a dude. Like,
hilarious song.
So Imagine is also a Doja Cat popping her shit song. I've got money now, put a studio in the mansion, pull up high fashion, you know, dripping in that new designer. This is a cute song. I like it a lot. It's very good to drive through. It's smooth. Doja Cat is giving all the bars. If you want to hear that rich girl talk, Imagine. Alone. Alone is a deep personal song, I feel. Again, probably about that white boyfriend that she kicked out. Because it's like, you know, all this stuff was going on. Different things were happening. And I thought I needed you and I was so attached. And now, like, you're gone and it don't change nothing. Like, I realize I'm not scared to be alone. I'm not scared to be by myself. I kind of almost rather be by myself than deal with whatever it is that you had going on. That wasn't really adding to the situation. So if I die alone, it is what it is. That's probably what's going to happen anyway. But I'm not scared. And just, I like the song a lot. Go listen to it. Give me your opinion of what you thought she meant in the comments. Kiss Me More with SZA. We so young and we ain't got nothing to lose. Uh-oh. Fucking with you feel like jail, nigga. I can't even exhale, nigga. SZA with the bars on that song. Hilarious. All your niggas feel like you lost without me. All my bitches feel like I dodged the county. I know that hurts some of y'all's feelings, but some of you guys are really annoying. Like, damn, can't even go outside, can't go out with our friends, can't do anything, can't change our hair, can't change our outfit, nothing, without you fucking having something to say. And again, I feel like y'all get it from y'all mamas. Ah, it's nasty, it's annoying. Shut up. Everything I ever heard about, like, women, oh, y'all complain, y'all nagging, this, it's true about men. It really is. It's weird. Because I don't be giving a fuck. Go where you want to go, do what you want to do, nobody care. You're grown. With girls, oh my God, everything is act of sin. We need to draft a bill. We need to give you a play-by-play. Like, no, ain't nobody doing that. If I'm outside, I'm outside. If I'm inside, I'm inside. If you want to call me, call me. If not, shut up. Don't call me when I'm out. Let me enjoy. Kiss Me More. You write the extended version. I actually like this extended version with the extra Doja Cat verse way more, but I get why they needed to shorten it for the video and all of that in the streams, right? But the extended version is that girl for me. So I will be listening to this version. You're right. Up and Down. Up and Down is not my favorite song, but it's still cute. You can drive to it. It'll be fun. Then we got Tonight featuring Eve. This was very 2000s club vibe. I don't want to be disrespectful to Eve at all, but I feel like she probably could have did a little bit more with her verse. But Eve has been rich for a long time. She's been living out there in London, the mansion. Like, what does she really have to discuss with us poor people? But I just feel like she could have went a little bit harder. Who am I, though? Who am I? Still, I'm giving all the points and credit to Doja Cat, because who else has an Eve feature? Nobody. None of the new rap girls. So you gave homage to Nicki Minaj on Get Into It, y'all, with that big rocket launcher, you know, because you kind of sounded like her a little bit. So that was cute. And then you, another legend high five, because you got Eve, the fashion girl fetish, on the project. So it's great. But just in the future, Eve, it don't matter if you want to be materialistic. Tell us about your rich life. Like, oh, I got sacks coming to me. I don't go outside. I don't shop with you bitches. I don't, you know, designers make clothes specifically for me. I don't have to stunt on us, Eve. Give us more. Come on. Ride. Ride is my song. Baby, you ride me up. Take me for a ride. Again, an excellent driving song. You could also dance to this in a certain type of setting, and it will be very, very cute. I love this song, Ride. And then the last song, YY featuring Gunna. It's a rap feature, you know, why not? It's a fun song. Gunna does well, and that's what closes out the deluxe version of the project. For me, out of 10, I'm gonna give this a 9.5, because a whole bunch of the songs have it for me. I don't know if it's as hit, like hard-hitting hits as Hot Pink, but I like all these songs, so we'll see what they do. Just, and it sounds way more cohesive. Like, Hot Pink was probably, she probably worked on it for a long, long time. And not that it didn't sound like it goes together, but there was a whole bunch of different vibes. Like, there was a vibe for everything. And this is way more cohesive and kind of goes together. There's a few low tempo, kind of sad songs. But other than that, they all, like, you can play it through, no skips. Great job, Doja Cat. I seen that she came out at number 2, right underneath who we're going to cover next, Tyler the Creator. So, you did fantastic. And I can't wait to see like more performances. I can't wait to see you on tour. I think you're gonna be at one of the festivals I got tickets to. So just give us Planet Her. I will be there in my alien outfit. And we're supporting Doja Cat all the way. I feel like Doja Cat is definitely gonna be one of those Missy Elliott type iconic figures that doesn't fade out, doesn't go away, even when she's done with the stardom thing and making music for herself. I feel like she's gonna write for other people, produce for other people. So just get used to it. Doja Cat, Amala, she's here to stay. Give her respect, give her flowers. Next we have Call Me If You Get Lost by Tyler the Creator, aka Tyler Baudelaire, aka whatever else he's got going on. As a lifelong Tyler the Creator fan, I've been a fan since the first music video where he ate the roach and he killed himself. Like, that was too much for me, but it did catch my attention. And the whole Future Wolfgang pack, I loved all that. So to see the growth from that time and Cherry Bomb and blah, 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 and Golf, to here now with Call Me When You Get Lost, I really, 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 really love it. From this project, you can see that Tyler has learned a lot from his various jobs and his various experiences, and he's very, very good at creating a world. So even from the promo, it looked like the coolest indie movie that you've ever seen with black people. The fact that he has DJ Drama, if you are an early 2000s kid, like I graduated high school in 2009, Gangsta Grills and fucking Lil Wayne Drought mixtapes and all that, you know who DJ Drama's voice is. He could wake you up out of your sleep. Like, DJ Drama should be an alarm clock voice. But what is very cool on this project is that DJ Drama is an excellent shit talker. And that's why he was hired for this. And just what he sprinkles throughout this project is amazing. This video was getting way too long and I had to cut it off. So if you're interested in hearing my review of Call Me If You Get Lost by Tyler the Creator, click the link below and watch the video on my channel. Please don't forget to like and subscribe. Thank you. For some singles and for some new people, because you know I love to support the new girls. We got Callie in her feature, and it's Callie with a K. I'm gonna link the video beneath. And it's just such a cute song. It's a vibe. Go listen to it right now. The music video is hilarious. If you watch it, you will see a girl seeing, like, she's bringing a baby to the pool party and she puts the baby in the pool with her baby daddy. This is why I don't have kids, because I am that girl, okay? If you out, we out, I'm out. Ain't nobody doing no family stuff if you ain't doing family stuff. Do you feel me? If you at the pool party, you should have got a babysitter so I can go do what I want. At no time will I be watching your child while you're out in the world. Absolutely not. I will find you and I will deliver your baby personally to you. Bye, Callie. Listen to that right now. And then, last but certainly not least, we have I Don't Trap by Cleo Trapper. Now, I know Cleo Trapper from acting a fool on the internet. I think she's hilarious. All her little videos, GIFs, memes, what have you, they're hilarious. She's hilarious. So her going into the rap world is only right. I think it's a very smooth transition. She had a cameo from Melly, who sings, you know, Melly, these bitches don't like me, they baby daddy give me icy, which I thought that's cool and funny. They're friends and they're both from New York, so very cool. And I like that Melly is supporting a new girl instead of, like, she could do a whole bunch of things she didn't have to support, but I think that's cute. And you know, I rap for Melly, so great job, ladies. Go check out Cleo Trapper, I Don't Trap, right now, and the video is linked below. And follow Cleo on all social media, and she has a store as well, so go buy something. And that's that for 106 in Parking Lot. For the Chevy playlist this week, where I give you 5 songs to rock and roll to when we are not here together, we're gonna start it off with Rider by Mareeba. Now, I love me some Mareeba, Stay True, Black Truck, but this Rider song, I wanna be your rider. I listen to it like over and over and over and over again, and I just don't get tired of it. I love it so much. Mareeba's voice is just so, like, melodic and beautiful, and she recently had a baby, so congratulations on that. This new project is that girl. Listen to Rider. Then we have Loved by M. Shaw. Now, I found out about M. Shaw from my best friend Brandon at So Diplomatic on Twitter, if you want to follow him, because he's going to give you a lot of funny stuff and introduce you to new people. M. Shaw, you can follow him as well. I'm gonna put both people up. I saw Brandon, my best friend, we got matching tattoos. I saw Brandon post, like, he bought a CD, and I haven't seen a CD in years. So I was like, and it looked cool, the cover looked cool, so I was like, bestie, who's this? And then he told me, it was M. Shaw, it's a friend of ours, blah, 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 he raps. I go listen to the music on Apple Music, I love it, and Loved is a song, I just wanna be loved. I just want to be loved. And it's, I think it's a cute song. I think it's hilarious. And he's like, you know, I'm just looking for love and happily ever after, you know, but maybe it's not going to happen, especially not out here in Nebraska. I just want to be loved. I think it's hilarious. But it's a very cute song. And I think it is very, like, poignant and on time for, like, how a lot of people may be feeling, especially coming out of COVID, or just younger people with the whole internet dating thing and just not feeling really attached to anything or anyone. So, loved M-Shaw. Go check it out and listen to his whole project. Leave some comments if you like it. Let me know. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Instagram. M-Shaw, On the Rise. Thinking Out Loud by Miguel. I have loved Miguel forever since he used to be on YouTube. And, you know, post a short thing, quickie, just, I'm a Miguel stan, a lifelong Miguel stan. So this song randomly came on Apple Music. I was listening to the new R&B Shuffle, and it's just, how long will it last? I hope that I am lightning in a glass to somebody. You understand? So just this song, go listen to it right now. And I'm excited to hear Miguel's new whole project, wherever it is, whenever it's coming out. Hurry up, Miguel. I'm getting depressed. I need it. I need to hear the other songs that go with this. For number four, we got I'm Perfect by Ken the Man. You know, I love Ken the Man. And I stand and support all the girl rappers. Ken the Man specifically is that girl for me. So go listen to I'm Perfect right now. Boost your confidence. Boost your self-esteem up. Let these men know. And last but certainly not least, we have Lumberjack, because I told y'all that is my song. Okay, as soon as he yells, Rolls Royce pull up, black boy hop out, I scream. Shout out to my mother and my father didn't pull out. I love this song. Call me Lumberjack because I wish a nigga would. Spoken word poetry, every single bar, Tyler the Creator, and he be writing his own raps. It's not a whole bunch of names. It's not other people. It's just Tyler. So support the kids. Support, call me if you get lost. That's it for the Chevy playlist this week. I hope y'all like. For family time, this week, my God, we have 221 subscribers. I am so happy I could cry. Now, the goal is to get 1,000 subscribers by Christmas, so Tam don't gotta get no job and she can be a full-time YouTube person here with y'all. So if you want that to happen, if you want to see me here, if you want to see me doing farm stuff, doing fashion stuff, getting my hair done, showing y'all the spa stuff that I do, hanging around with Mia, forcing my little brother to become a rapper, building up all of my various brands, no respect things, me being a producer on a reality TV show, like what the fuck, all of my little childhood small little dream be coming true out of nowhere. I promise you it's my grandma's prayers because I do not go to church, as I discussed. Like, I'm beyond happy. As soon as I can tell y'all about the reality show and the different things I'm gonna tell y'all, we're gonna be talking here all about it. I'm deep in my Andy Cohen bag, my Ryan Seacrest bag, and I'm trying to do my best. Let me compare myself to somebody black. I think his name is Lemuel Plummer from the Zeus. That's who I want to be like when I grow up, okay? And just, I have another big thing coming up. I don't want to talk about it until I book the location, but we're working on something big. Me and T, who is my new bestie. So, family time, thank you. Let me read some of the names from the people. Shout out to Catherine Solomon for subscribing to Time and supporting Tam Tonight. You that girl. If you want something, if you need something, you want me to follow you on social media, let me know, Catherine. Get at me in the comments. Howard Shame, shout out to you. What's up, Howard? If you want me to follow you, let me know. Drop down something. Rion McKenzie checked me on my coverage of an award show and let me know that Demi Lovato is non-binary and she goes by they, them. I was unaware. I'm not deep in my they, them bag, so feel free to correct me anytime. I'm happy to address anybody the way that they want to be addressed, but you need to let me know previously because I do not keep abreast of these operations and these changes. All right, thank you. Othay, follow me. Shout out to you, Othay. You know you my boo. Okay, military strong, military pride. Patrice Edwards, hey girl, you look cute in your Abby. If you want me to follow you on social media, let me know. Maybe you might end up on Look of the Week, Patrice. Drop your social media down below in the comment. And that's all the people I can see right now. But really, 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 honestly, truly, thank y'all so much. It means the world to me for y'all to subscribe. And like I keep saying, if you want to have some type of Tam Tonight event, if y'all want to come out, if y'all want to see live, if you want me to bring like Asha from So She Said, I can bring like some of my other funny friends. We can all get up there. We can talk and entertain y'all. It'll be funny. If y'all want Tam Tonight shirts, cups, merch, whatever, for being down with the group, just let me know in the comments. I'm here for y'all. You guys support me, so I want to support you in exchange. If y'all have something going on, if you make music, if you make outfits, if you do hair, I'll do an ad for you because you support me, I'm support you. This is a family. Symbiotic relationship, reciprocity. And this week, for my positive quote, you know I love to stay positive quote of the show, is from Abraham Maslow. And he says, you will either step forward into growth or fall backwards into safety. Again, you will either step forward into growth or you will step backwards into safety. And that's not what we want. Although safety is calm and it's cute and it's what you know, it may not be what's best for you. And in order for you to grow, you gotta risk something. You gotta stand on some shaky ground to take that next step. So don't be afraid, okay? I've taken many steps that I wasn't certain about and I'm just walking, maybe because I'm dumb a little bit, but I have ultimate faith and confidence in myself and my own ability. And I will walk out there on the plank. I will walk on the ledge because I know that I will figure something out. Even if it gets bad, even if it gets dire, even if it gets drastic, I will figure something out, okay? And that's the power of believing in yourself. That is the power of just self-reliance, self-belief, not to the point of narcissism, but you got to believe in your own ability because you are the captain of your own ship. And if you don't steer it by God, where the fuck are you going to go? Thank you for watching Tam Tonight. Real news for a fake world. I love all of y'all so much. Everybody that watches, thumbs up, comments, subscribes, follow me on social media. You help me to live the life that I want to live. Okay, you free me from the chains of a job. So just, my heart goes out to all of y'all. If I could have a cookout and give each of y'all a hot link or a vegan burger, whatever it is that you engage in, I would do that. So, again, thank you for watching Tam Tonight. I'm going to be on it, and I will see y'all next time. Bye!